Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Marty Griffin. Got a bunch of texts from folks about this fantastic restaurant that's shutting down. I can't tell you how much pain these restaurateurs are feeling, and the employees that work there are feeling, and the hotels are feeling, anyone in the service industry. I got to snag Robert Levin here from Levin Furniture. My man is one of the kindest, most generous people I've ever met. I don't want to embarrass him, but I called him once after he retired. And I asked him if he could help me out with this couple, the Ursas. And Nick Ursa was dying from cancer. Mesothelioma. He was a volunteer at 9/11. Robert Levin, who was retired, sent me personally thousands of dollars in gift certificates from Levin Furniture so they could fill their house with furniture. He is a hell of a man. And now he's like the phoenix rising, saving this company from ruin. He left it healthy. And now he's stepping up and helping customers that, quite frankly, got jacked around by the previous owners, and he doesn't have to. And I just love the man. He's a spectacular human being. Robert Levin, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hi, Marty. How are you?
Well, these are interesting times, my brother. Are they not?
They sure are.
I would ask you, Robert, who the hell buys a company during a pandemic? Who does that, sir?
somebody a little crazy, I think, Marty.
I mean, honestly, Robert, I mean, you're a great businessman. You proved that. Your family had the family name for 100 years, and it flourished, yeah. And then you sold it. And then you're sitting back watching this thing crumble. It had nothing to do with you. Actually, you left it in a great spot. And you're coming back to save it in one of the most difficult times in American history. Why now? Why did you feel compelled that you had to do it, sir?
I figure with you and me, Marty, promoting, we're going to get people in the store.
It's true. I will, sir. You know that. I'll be there.
Okay.
So you see this as a challenge, and you see it as your role in life, right? To salvage this name.
I'll tell you what happened. So back in March, when I got involved and had a letter of intent with the owners, which they reneged on when the pandemic occurred,
right,
by the way. But I felt at that point that I had made an obligation, a commitment to the Levin employees and to customers. I don't know if you remember, I was on KDTV one night back in early March, and I was interviewed, and I told people that their deposits were secure.
That's right.
They didn't have to worry.
That's right.
And so I went on record, made a commitment, and felt I had to go through with it. And so I got a couple of partners, very hardworking young men up in Erie that have a furniture business, and we're going to work together on it. They share the same values, Marty: hard work, commitment to the community, caring about people, very people-oriented. And I think there's a lot of goodwill that we've generated in the community. I think that although a lot of shopping has gone to the internet,
right,
I think that there are still quite a few people who want that experience of being able to sit on something and see if it's comfortable.
I agree.
Especially with mattresses, you can buy them online, of course, but you never get the nuance by trying out 10 or 15 different ones in the store and really feel whether the mattress is comfortable for you. You know, you spend a lot of time on this furniture. You see it a lot. And I do think that the brick-and-mortar experience will still be valuable for most people.
I agree.
One of the things that I'm finding, Marty, is that the salespeople are becoming more technologically savvy, so that if you wanted to just communicate via pictures and video and have the salesperson demonstrate something and don't want to come into a store or don't want to be in the store on a regular basis, they're able to do that now for you as well. So through FaceTime, through Zoom, through other mechanical means, they can present to you the products that you're interested in buying.
Robert Levin joining us. Hey, Robert, Josh Shapiro, the Attorney General, commends you. He sent me a text last week about you for honoring these deposits, because if I recall, they had close to 1,000 complaints, and you have to handle deposits for hundreds of people. I would imagine, Robert, that's hundreds of thousands of dollars, would it not be, sir?
It's in the millions.
Millions.
Marty, wow. What we're going to pay for the sins of the former owner. And I think where we're really helping is quite a number of customers paid with cash or check. And in that situation, they had no recourse.
None.
They would have received nothing
None.
From bankruptcy court. At least if you pay with a credit card or a debit card or finance, technically anyway, those big financial institutions are supposed to give you a refund. But if you had to, if you bought something from Levin's, let's say you bought it 20% down or 50% down, or you bought it all, you paid full for that product, you would not have received anything. So I think the really great thing that we're doing is making our customers 100% whole on these deposits. And, in some cases, it was a lot of money and a lot of savings for people who had to save up to buy a living room or a dining room.
What do you tell them to do, Robert, if they haven't heard yet?
Yeah,
what do you tell them?
We have a protocol in place. We've identified each of the customers. We are sending out a letter. We felt that was more secure than trying to email, because not everybody has an email address. But we do have an address on file with everybody. So we're sending out a letter and we're documenting the steps that they need to take. If they had a credit card transaction, we'd ask them to get a refund from the credit card company. And then as an incentive for the customer to reorder the product, we're giving them a 20% bonus on top of whatever they had negotiated or paid for their product. So it's a win-win for the customer, because they're going to get more. If they buy more, they'll get that additional bonus if they need to add on products as well. And then, of course, for the customer that paid with cash or with a check, we want to offer 100% credit towards the purchase that they made. Or, if they want to buy something different at that point, that's fine as well. And that'll also come with a 20% additional bonus on any new order that they would want to place. So we're really trying to provide full restitution for the customer, plus an incentive for them to come and buy with us if they've already received a rebate from, again, from the financial institution. So we're trying to cover all the bases. We want them to maintain the really great will that we've had as a business. We're coming up on 100-year anniversary
right
this fall, and we just want our customers behind us and for them to realize we're doing everything possible that we can to help them. The challenge, of course, is that the factories have been slow getting back to work, and some of the product that we're needing to order may take a little while to get in. So we're just asking for some patience on behalf of the customer. We got a great team in our corporate headquarters out in Westmoreland County, in Smithton, who is working. We got a lot of people on this project to make sure that the customers get taken care of. So we're feeling we're doing the right things, Marty, and we're being a good citizen here and helping out and making people whole. And the memory of not being taken care of by Levin's will be in the rearview mirror soon.
I'm blown away by you. I have been from the time we met. You sent me an email once, said, anytime anyone ever needs anything, let me know. And you deliver every single time, sir. And I'm in. I'm all in. Anything you need from me, sir. Thank you, Robert. You're absolutely amazing.
Thanks, Marty. You've been a great friend, and appreciate it. And if your customers have any questions, we do have a on our website. You can contact us. And if for whatever reason somebody feels like they've been left out of the cracks, just contact us at our customer service number, and we'll make sure to take care of them.
Robert Levin, thanks, my man. We'll be talking soon.
Thanks, Marty.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.